I don't think this next guy is gay, but he is a writer. Please put your hands together, make him feel very welcome. It's the very funny Wayne Jones, everybody.
Sorry.
For the record, I'm not gay.
What are you?
I'm actually intersex. I've got the whole set down here. Everything. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Thanks, and thanks everyone for coming out. I took a road trip a couple of weeks ago up to Cape St. Francis. You know, sort of northeast there, just beyond Pooch Cove, and. It's lovely out there, and the lighthouse is all closed down now, and they've got it all kind of gated up. You can't get in to kind of see it or anything, but the view of the ocean there is just fantastic, and you can see, you know, it's one of those things where I can kind of understand how people might thought the Earth was flat, because you just look out, it kind of looks like you're going to go off the edge there. But I could see it sort of looking over towards England. I could swear to God I saw Prince Andrew giving a talk at a girls' elementary school. Now, I tell you, what that man has given to the Commonwealth is just, he just gives and gives and gives. And he takes a lot as well. But the weird thing out there was that there was a church there out at Cape St. Francis that was kind of demolished and sort of looked like it was threatening to fall into the Atlantic there, and a little graveyard next to it. And my friend who was with me knew that, you know, when she was young, she used to go there, that this wasn't there. Turns out it's a movie set. They're making a Netflix series up there with that with the graveyard. That's why the church is there. So we went over, there was a guy there in a pickup there, and he was obviously from Pooch Cove or from the area. But for some reason, he was like angry at us for asking about it. And he said, no, Jesus Christ, that's all new wood. There's nothing rotten there or nothing. Fucking fuck. Yeah, we're just sort of asking about it like that. So just kind of backed up a little. And that was the end of our tour. We turned around and went back home after that. Yeah. So people complain about the bus service here in St. John's. You know, buses are late, buses are full. You spend a long time standing with a lot of smelly people and the bus doesn't come at all, that kind of thing. But we do, the one thing is, we do have it better than they have it in India. Because the thing about India, we hear about the news about the bus service in India, and it often involves the word ravine. That's how they do it in India. Like, they don't have any news over in India about, the bus here is stuck at the, in Canada, stuck at the Village Mall or something like that. You never hear stuff like that. And you just wonder about the bus, you know, the bus route planning in India. They're saying, you know what, the best way to get there, you see that mountain there, we're going to sort of, there's a road that goes up there. So a thin dirt road that's about a centimeter wider than the, you know, the distance between the wheels. And, by the way, there's a ravine sort of off to the side there, and there's no guardrail either. So you might want to keep an eye out. It's going to be a little bit dangerous going up there. So I watch porn occasionally. Don't judge me. All completely straight. But I do it for the... I like the acting. I like the very complex plots. And I like the ambiguous endings. Usually they're happy endings, at least for the men anyway. But what I really love is ones, you know, where they create scenarios. Because you can't have porn where they just, you know, it starts and they're fucking already. They have to have a kind of a scenario that leads into it. One of my favorite ones is the one where they're doing something in an office. And a classic one is will be the boss, and he'll be usually dressed in a kind of a loose suit, and we'll find out in a couple of minutes that he's not wearing any underwear under that suit either. And the other thing would be the assistant. He's trying to explain something to her, and they're looking very seriously at this piece of paper kind of thing. And she's dressed like she had a long night at the Cotton Club and didn't get a chance to change. That's how she's dressed. So this is a normal office environment. And the other thing about it, though, is it's like these people probably have no experience ever working in an office as an assistant or anything. The other thing is that the only document they know of is the quarterly report. They'll always be talking about the quarterly report, as if in business, that's the only document you ever produce. No annual reports, no strategic planning. Let's have a look at the strategic, at the quarterly report. So that I really enjoy a lot. The fact that they have no experience in it and they're sort of, you know, trying to fake it a lot. The other thing about porn that's I've noticed is that it creates pretty unrealistic expectations in real life. Just this past week, I had an RMT, you know, registered massage therapist massage. And if you've ever seen the ones that they fake in porn, mine was nothing like that. I was lying on my belly. I had my best pair of boxer shorts on. And she was telling me about her boyfriend and telling me about her kids and things like that. She was not wearing a t-shirt that was so tight that, you know, if one of the nipples got me in the eye, it could do some real damage. It wasn't like that at all. And when I turned over, it wasn't as if suddenly she had a massive erection to deal with somehow. And we all twittered and laughed, and she said, "Oh, it happens all the time." And I said, "Oh, I'm very embarrassed." Wasn't like that at all. She just finished off the front of my thighs, massaging them. And that's all. So the way it differs from porn is that in porn, whether it's a massage or whether it's a doctor's office or whether it's a lawyer's office, at some point, someone is going to end up with a dick in their mouth. That's how it always works. Anyway, before I end it, I just want to say that I also host a podcast called Newfoundland Boy. And just the latest episode is actually a great chat that I had with our lovely host tonight, Ed, and with Josh Mentions. It was just published yesterday. So check that out anywhere, wherever you get podcasts. And that's it. That's my time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ben.
That's Wayne Jones, everybody. Woo-hoo! You can find his podcast, Newfoundland Boy. We're on Spotify, on his website, pretty well anywhere you get your podcasts, I believe. Well, one of the things that he talked to me and Josh about on that podcast was whether or not audience members are ever made uncomfortable by jokes. I think he was trying to challenge that, push it a little further if he could.